Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It was some time ago that there was some national crisis we were all talking about. And somebody on Saturday Night Live said, you know what we should do in a situation like this where we're all very upset is just eat cake. We should just get some cake and binge on white cake. And it was pretty funny. And then the person, the woman ate some cake. And we were all, it was Tina Fey. Thanks, Elephant. It was just funny. It was spot on. I'm not doing a good job to describe it. But it made us think then, well, where can we go get a cake like that too? And so then we reached out to a bakery in Chicago, Angelica's Bakery. Paul Stokes is over there. Hey, Paul, this is John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Good morning. How are you?
How you been?
Well, just like the other, 348 million people in the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good, though. How are you and everyone?
So you're healthy anyway, but you're struggling.
Yeah.
So is Angelica's Bakery, what's the address on it? I know it's South Side or Southwest. Where are you?
It's in the south suburbs of Hazelcrest, 17535 Kedzie Avenue,
what
Hazelcrest.
Happened? And what's been happening with your bakery then?
We've been closed since mid-March. We have not been open.
Can you open now, technically?
Well, that's a good question, John. Technically, no, we can't because, you know, my mom, who's the owner, you know, she's in a danger zone for people who need to be out in public. And so I'm very afraid for her health having to be open. And economically and financially, it will be very hard for us to open right now.
Well, I get that. I guess you could, but it's no sense in opening up if you're going to endanger your mom's life, in other words.
Yeah, my mom's and the employees and, you know, any customers who come in. So I was out this weekend and I just saw so many people with no mask on, and it's almost alarming.
Where were you this weekend?
Did some shopping. I did some shopping for my mom, did some groceries and stuff. We don't let her leave the house, which she's fine with most days. Other days, you know, she.
I'll tell you what. I can relate. Well, So like in the Hazelcrest area in the south, in southwest.
Well, in the southwest, Orland and Frankfort area. Yeah.
And you weren't? Were you satisfied with what you saw when you went out there, Paul?
Not really. Not really. You know, I try to, you know, I always wear my mask when I go out and you know, try to keep distance. But some people seem, I think they're, because we've moved into a different phase, people think it's still okay, but not to really practice social distancing. So it's kind of scary.
I'm trying to think of the places I was. I was at a Mariano's over the weekend, and every single person had a mask on there. This was the Mariano's on Halsted, so the north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there are pockets of good behavior and pockets of bad behavior. It might even depend on the block or the neighborhood, really,
right.
Or the congregation, or just wherever the community of influence is. Some people seem to be doing well. And other people are like, no, I'm not having anything to do with it. And you don't know sometimes when you turn a corner which part of the town you're going to run into. That's my experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
How many employees at Angelica's Bakery?
Before we closed, probably maybe 25, 26 employees. And so we've reached out to some, but, you know, I mean, really, not much we can really tell them.
So they're on unemployment then, your employees?
Yeah. Yeah, they're unemployed.
I wonder how that's going for all of them. A lot of folks are having trouble getting through on that.
Right, yeah. I was listening to one of the other callers, and I kind of just tickled me when they were talking to the chatbots and those canned responses and a lot of times how unhelpful they are. So, and then, of course, I laugh when you say, hey, I just need a person.
Yeah, just type in, please, if you're a human being, blink twice.
Yeah.
Help, help.
Yeah.
Well, so then if you guys own and run Angelica's Bakery, you've had to lay off employees or furlough them. They're not working. Maybe they'll come back when you can reopen. Are you planning on reopening?
That's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. But it's John, it's so hard to say will we reopen without any vaccine. I mean, of course, we listen to all the medical professionals, and we know quite a few. And I just don't see how we can go back to normal if there isn't anything to combat the actual virus.
See, that's funny, because some people are not that strict. Plenty of businesses, bakeries are open. There's one in my neighborhood. They're open back up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's a personal decision. You guys have to make that decision.
Right, right. And it's just so, I mean, if you just think about all the people that you can put in danger, you know, not only the customers, but the employees, and employees can take that home, and, you know, there's the ages of different people. So, you know, it's just really, it's a really a trying time right now.
So I was at a pizza place off of a Lawrence on the northwest side a couple of Thursdays ago, I think it was. And I went in to get the pizza, and they had a, like, talk about, so this would be how you guys would reopen. When you walk in, they say, what are you here for? I said, well, you're a pizza place. I ordered a pizza. I'm here to get, what do you think I'm here for, right? She goes, okay, you stand over there. And she points to a corner of the pizza place. And then there was another guy standing in another corner, like we were in timeout or something. And then when our pizzas arrived, then she said, okay, you may approach. And she had the big plexiglass thing, and you slid your credit card underneath, and then she ran it. And then when you got a receipt to sign, she took a pen out from a jar, wiped it down with, you know, disinfectant soap and a clean paper towel, and then I signed it. And then she put it in a discard pile. And she had a mask on. I had a mask on. You know, it was just like all of this to pick up a pizza. But that was her comfort zone. I think the people coming in and out didn't feel like they needed all that protection. But that was her decision. You guys are almost one step further, it sounds, Paul. You're not going to open at all until you feel even more comfortable than you are now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's just for the protection of everyone. I mean, you know, the science has all these, you know, these facts, I guess, that they talk about daily, but no one really knows. No one really knows. I mean, just what last week they were saying, that, you know, in a closed area like a restaurant with air conditioning, that the virus could be airborne.
Yeah.
So
I'm jonesing for one of your cakes now, man.
Yeah, you know, and to all my customers, they continue to contact us through Instagram and Facebook, and I try to answer them as quickly and as fast as possible. We really do miss them because, you know, we missed 3 or 4 holidays since the closure, and people, and along with our accounts. But we'll be back. I just want the public to be patient with us. We just want to make sure we're able to keep everyone safe as much as we can, you know, as a business and as an organization.
What's your best-selling cake? Is it that caramel cake?
It is the caramel cake, yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, people are nuts about that one. And,
yep.
And they
yep.
cannot get an Angelica's caramel cake anyplace else. And it must be agonizing for you, tempting for you to go against what you think is your own best interest and say, oh, hell, let's open up. Let's start cranking out caramel cakes. We'll make money. The people will come back. But you're not going to do that.
No. No, and then what if we do and someone, you know, contracts the virus? Then we got to shut down again.
I guess so. But, you know, here's an answer to what if we do and somebody contracts the virus. Then you say, well, I'm sorry, but that's what happens. I'm not being flip with you, Paul. You could take that attitude. To be honest with you, that's the attitude most folks are taking. And it's not a cynical one. It's just that's how we have to live now.
Yeah, that's the times. But the only thing, John, is that the after effects of, you know, of the virus, some people are getting better afterwards, but some people are ending up with, you know, heart issues, kidney, and, you know, lingering effects. So, it is 2020 has been a doozy.
Oh, I'm gonna replay that line. That's the line of the day. 2020 has been a doozy, according to Paul Stokes from Angelica's Bakery. Okay, well then, did you guys get? Did your employees at least probably got the stimulus? And then, did you guys get any of that PPP? Have you been able to figure that system out?
Somewhat. We filled out, I don't know, maybe close to 10 applications. And so we're still, you know, getting emails saying that, you know, we're still in status. So
really?
I'm sorry.
You did, in a perfect world, you would have had it by now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess if my name was, what was the company that got $20
million? Well, the Los Angeles Lakers, it just put down, I'm the Los Angeles Lakers and I need money, please.
Right, right. Or Ruth Chris, that's what it was. Maybe
Make Ruth Chris Steakhouse, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do, Paul. Let's just stay in touch. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I've always loved your products. You've delivered to us before, and I know you're good people over there. So stay well, and I'll call you again in a couple weeks. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, John. You too. Hello to everyone.
Yeah, and if we can help you out, I'll tell you what. Let me know when you guys open up. I'll give you a big plug on the radio, okay?
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Angelica's Bakery is not open for business.